Act 1, Scene 13. St. Oswald's home for old witches and wizards. This is chaos. This is magic. This is St. Oswald's home for old witches and wizards, and it is as wonderful as you might hope. Zimmer frames are conjured into life. Knitting wool is enchanted into chaos, and male nurses are made to dance the tango. These are people relieved of the burden of having to do magic for a reason. Instead, these witches and wizards do magic for fun, and what fun they have. Albus and Scorpius enter, looking around themselves, amused, and, let's face it, slightly scared. Albus and Scorpius. Excuse me? Scorpius. Okay, so this place is wild. Albus. We're looking for Amos Diggory. There is suddenly total silence. Everything is instantly still and slightly depressed. Wool Woman.
And what you boys want with that miserable old sod?
Delphi appears with a smile. Delphi.
Albus? Albus, you came. How wonderful. Come and say hello to Amos.
Act 1, Scene 14. St. Oswald's home for old witches and wizards. Amos's room. Amos looks at Scorpius and Albus, irritated. Delphi watches the three of them. Amos.
So let me get this straight. You overhear a conversation which was not meant for you to overhear, and you decide, without prompting, in fact without leave, to interfere. And interfere hard in someone else's business.
Albus. My father lied to you. I know he did. They do have a time-turner. Amos.
Of course they do. You can move along now.
Albus.
What? No, we're here to help.
Amos.
Help? What use could a pair of undersized teenagers be for me?
Albus. My father proved you don't have to be grown up to change the wizarding world. Amos.
So I should allow you to get involved because you're a potter? Relying on your famous name, are you?
Albus.
No!
Amos.
A potter who is in Slytherin House. Yes, I've read about you. And who brings a Malfoy with him to visit me? A Malfoy who may be a Voldemort. Who's to say you're not involved in dark magic?
Albus.
But...
Amos.
Your information was obvious, but the confirmation is useful. Your father did lie. Now leave, the pair of you, and stop wasting my time.
Albus, with power and strength.
No, you need to listen to me. You said it yourself. How much blood is on my father's hands? Let me help you change that. Let me help correct one of his mistakes. Trust me.
Amos, his voice raised.
Did you not hear me, boy? I see no reason to trust you. So go, now, before I make you leave.
He raises his wand ominously. Albus looks at the wand. He deflates. Amos has crushed him. Scorpius.
Come on, mate, if there's one thing we're good at... It's knowing where we're not wanted.
Albus is reluctant to leave. Scorpius pulls him by the arm. He turns and they walk away. Delphi.
I can think of one reason why you should trust them, Uncle.
They stop.
They're the only ones volunteering to help. They're prepared to bravely put themselves at risk to return your son to your side. In fact, I'm pretty sure they put themselves at risk even getting here.
Amos.
This is Cedric we're talking about.
Delphi.
And didn't you say yourself, having someone inside Hogwarts might be a massive advantage?
Delphi kisses the top of Amos's head. Amos looks at Delphi and then turns to look at the boys. Amos.
Why? Why do you want to put yourselves at risk? What's in it for you?
Albus.
I know what it is to be the spare. Your son didn't deserve to be killed, Mr. Diggory. We can help you get him back.
Amos.
finally showing emotion.
My son. My son was the best thing that ever happened to me. And you're right. It was an injustice. A gross injustice. If you're serious...
Albus, we're deadly serious. Amos.
This is going to be dangerous.
Albus, we know. Scorpius, do we? Amos.
Delphi, perhaps if you were prepared to accompany them.
Delphi, if that would make you happy, Uncle. She smiles at Albus. He smiles back. Amos.
You do understand even getting the time-turner will risk your lives.
Albus. We're ready to put our lives at risk. Scorpius. Are we? Amos, gravely.
I hope you have it in you.
Act 1, Scene 15. Harry and Ginny Potter's house. Kitchen. Harry, Ron, Hermione, and Ginny sit eating together. Hermione.
I've told Draco again and again. No one in the Ministry is saying anything about Scorpius. The rumours aren't coming from us.
Ginny.
I wrote to him, after he lost Astoria, to ask if there's anything we could do. I thought maybe, as he was such a good friend to Albus, maybe Scorpius might want to stay over part of the Christmas break, or... My owl came back with a letter containing one simple sentence. Tell your husband to refute these allegations about my son once and for all.
Hermione.
He's obsessed.
Ginny.
He's a mess. A grieving mess.
Ron.
And I'm sorry for his loss, but when he accuses Hermione of... Well...
He looks across at Harry.
Oi! Droopy draws. Like I say to her all the time. It could be nothing.
Hermione.
Her?
Ron.
The trolls could be going to a party. The giants to a wedding. You could be getting bad dreams because you're worried about Albus. And your scar could be hurting because you're getting old.
Harry.
Getting old? Thanks, mate.
Ron.
Honestly, every time I sit down now, I make an oof noise. An oof! And my feet, the terrible trouble I'm having with my feet. I could write songs about the pain my feet give me. Maybe your scar is like that.
Ginny.
You talk a lot of rubbish.
Ron.
I consider it my speciality. That and my range of skiving snack boxes. And my love for all of you. Even skinny Ginny.
Ginny.
If you don't behave, Ronald Weasley, I will tell Mum.
Ron.
You wouldn't.
Hermione.
If some part of Voldemort survived, in whatever form, we need to be prepared. And I'm scared.
Ginny.
I'm scared too.
Ron.
Nothing scares me. Apart from Mum.
Hermione.
I mean it, Harry. I will not be Cornelius Fudge on this one. I will not stick my head in the sand. And I don't care how unpopular that makes me with Draco Malfoy.
Ron.
You never really were one for popularity, were you?
Hermione shoots Ron a withering look as she aims to hit him, but Ron jumps out of the way.
Missed.
Ginny hits Ron. Ron winces.
Hit. A very solid hit.
Suddenly, an owl is in the room. It swoops in low and drops a letter on Harry's plate. Hermione.
Bit late for an owl, isn't it?
Harry opens the letter. Surprised. Harry. It's from Professor McGonagall.
Ginny. What does it say?
Harry's face drops. Harry.
Ginny. It's Albus.
Albus and Scorpius. They never made it to school. They're missing.
Act 1, Scene 16. Whitehall. Cellar.
Scorpius is squinting at a bottle.
Scorpius. So we just take it?
Albus.
Scorpius, do I really need to explain to you, Uber geek and potions expert, what polyjuice does? Thanks to Delphi's brilliant preparation work, we're going to take this potion and be transformed. And thus disguised, we will be able to enter the Ministry of Magic.
Scorpius.
Okay, 2 points. One, is it painful? Delphi. Very, as I understand it.
Scorpius.
Thank you. Good to know. Second point. Do either of you know what Polyjuice tastes of? Because I've heard it tastes of fish, and if it does, I will just vomit it back up. Fish doesn't agree with me. Never has, never will.
Delphi. Consider us warned. She knocks back the potion.
Doesn't taste of fish.
She begins to transform. It's agonizing.
Actually, it tastes quite pleasant. Yum! It is painful, but...
She burps loudly.
Take it back.
She burps again and turns into Hermione.
Slight, overpowering, fishy residue.
Albus.
Okay, that's... Wow.
Scorpius.
Double wow.
Delphi as Hermione.
This really doesn't feel how I even sound like her. Triple wow.
Albus.
Right. Me next.
Scorpius.
No. No way, Jose. If we're doing this, we're doing it.
He puts on a pair of familiar-looking glasses with a smile.
Together.
Albus.
3, 2, 1.
They swallow.
No. That's good.
He's racked with pain.
That's less good.
They both start to transform, and it's agonizing. Albus turns into Ron. Scorpius into Harry. The two look at each other. There's a silence. Albus as Ron.
This is going to be slightly weird, isn't it?
Scorpius as Harry. Full of drama, he's really enjoying this.
Go to your room. Go straight to your room. You've been an incredibly awful and bad son.
Albus as Ron, with a laugh.
Scorpius.
Scorpius as Harry, tossing his cloak over his shoulder.
It was your idea. I be him, and you be Ron. I just want to have a little fun before I...
And then he burps loudly.
Okay, so that's utterly horrible.
Albus as Ron.
You know, he hides it well, but Uncle Ron's got a bit of a gut growing.
Delphi as Hermione.
We should go, don't you think?
They emerge onto the street. They enter a telephone box. They dial 62442. Telephone box.
Welcome, Harry Potter. Welcome, Hermione Granger. Welcome, Ron Weasley.
They smile as the telephone box disappears into the floor. Act 1, Scene 17. Ministry of Magic, Meeting Room. Harry, Hermione, Ginny and Draco pace around a small room. Draco.
Have we searched thoroughly beside the tracks?
Harry. My department have searched once and are searching again. Draco.
And the Trolley Witch is not able to tell us anything useful?
Hermione.
The Trolley Witch is furious. She keeps talking about letting down Ottoline Gamble. She prides herself on her Hogwarts delivery record.
Ginny.
Have there been any instances of magic reported by the Muggles?
Hermione.
None so far. I've made the Muggle Prime Minister aware, and he is filing what is known as a misper. Sounds like a spell.
It isn't. Draco.
So now we're relying on Muggles to find our children? Have we told them about Harry's scar too?
Hermione.
We're merely asking the Muggles to help, and who knows how Harry's scar might be involved, but it's certainly a matter we're taking seriously. Our aurors are currently investigating anyone involved in dark magic, and...
Draco.
This is not Death Eater related.
Hermione.
I'm not sure I share your confidence.
Draco.
I'm not confident, I'm right. The sort of cretins pursuing dark magic now. My son is a Malfoy. They wouldn't dare.
Harry. Unless there's something new out there,
Something to... Ginny. I agree with Draco. If this is a kidnap, taking Albus, I understand. Taking them both.
Harry locks eyes with Ginny. It becomes clear what she wants him to say. Draco.
And Scorpius is a follower, not a leader, despite everything I've tried to instill in him. So it's undoubtedly Albus who got him from that train. And my question is, where would he take him?
Ginny.
Harry, they've run away. You and I know it.
Draco notices the couple staring at each other. Draco.
Do you know it? What aren't you telling us?
There's a silence.
Whatever information you're concealing, I recommend you share it now.
Harry. Albus and I had an argument. The day before last. Draco.
And?
Harry hesitates, and then makes brave eye contact with Draco. Harry. And I told him there were times when I wished he weren't my son. There's another silence, a profoundly powerful one, and then Draco takes a dangerous step towards Harry. Draco.
If anything happens to Scorpius...
Ginny steps in between Draco and Harry. Ginny.
Don't throw around threats, Draco. Please don't do that.
Draco. Roar.
My son is missing!
Ginny. An equal roar.
So is mine!
He meets her look. There's real emotion in this room. Draco, lip curling, every inch his father.
If you need gold, everything the Malfoys have, he's my sole heir. He's my only family.
Hermione.
The Ministry has plenty in reserve, thank you, Draco.
Draco makes to leave. He stops. He looks at Harry. Draco.
I don't care what you did or who you saved. You are a constant curse on my family, Harry Potter.
Act 1. Scene 18. Ministry of Magic. Corridor. Scorpius as Harry.
Are you sure it's in there?
A guard walks past. Scorpius as Harry and Delphi as Hermione try to affect performances.
Yes, Minister, I definitely think this is a matter for the Ministry to ponder at length. Yes.
Guard, with a nod.
Minister?
Delphi as Hermione.
Let's ponder it together.
The guard walks on. They let out a sigh of relief.
It was my uncle's idea to use the Veritaserum. We slipped it into a visiting Ministry official's drink. He told us that the time-turner had been kept and even told us where. The office of the Minister for Magic herself.
She indicates a door. Suddenly, they hear a noise. Hermione, from offstage.
Harry, we should talk about it.
Harry, from offstage. There's nothing to talk about. Delphi as Hermione.
Oh, no.
Albus as Ron.
Hermione and Dad.
The panic is instant and infectious. Scorpius as Harry.
Okay, hiding places. No hiding places. Anyone know any invisibility charms?
Delphi as Hermione.
Do we go in her office?
Albus as Ron.
She'll be coming to her office.
Delphi as Hermione.
There's nowhere else.
She tries the door. She tries it again. Hermione from offstage.
If you don't talk to me or Ginny about it...
Scorpius as Harry.
Stand back. Alohomora!
He aims his wand at the door. The door swings open. He grins, delighted.
Albus, block her.
It has to be you.
Harry from offstage.
What is there to say?
Albus as Ron.
Me? Why?
Delphi as Hermione.
Well, it can't be either of us, can it? We are them.
Hermione from offstage.
What you said was obviously wrong, but there are more factors at play here than...
Albus as Ron.
But I can't. I can't.
There's a small kerfuffle, and then Albus as Ron ends up standing outside the door,
as Hermione and Harry enter from offstage. Harry. Hermione, I'm grateful for your concern, but there's no need. Hermione. Ron? Albus as Ron.
Surprise!
Hermione. What are you doing here? Albus as Ron.
Does a man need an excuse to see his wife?
He kisses Hermione firmly. Harry. I should go. Hermione.
Harry, my point is, whatever Draco says, the things you said to Albus, I don't think it'll do any of us any good for you to dwell on it.
Albus as Ron.
Oh, you're talking about how Harry said sometimes he wished I...
He corrects himself.
Albus weren't his son.
Hermione.
Ron.
Albus as Ron.
Better out than in, that's what I say.
Hermione.
He'll know. We all say stuff we don't mean. He knows that.
Albus as Ron.
But what if sometimes we say stuff we do mean? What then?
Hermione.
Ron, now is not the time, honestly.
Albus as Ron.
Of course it isn't. Bye, bye, darling.
Albus as Ron watches her go, hopeful she'll walk past her office and away. But of course she doesn't. He runs to block her before she enters through her door. He blocks her once, and then he blocks her again, swinging his hips to do so. Hermione.
Why are you blocking the entrance to my office?
Albus as Ron.
I'm not blocking anything.
She again makes for the door. He blocks her again. Hermione.
You are. Let me into my room, Ron.
Albus as Ron.
Let's have another baby.
Hermione tries to dodge past him. Hermione.
What?
Albus as Ron.
Or if not another baby, a holiday. I want a baby or a holiday, and I'm going to insist on it. Shall we talk about it later, honey?
She tries to get into the room one final time. He blocks her with a kiss. It develops into quite a struggle.
Maybe with a drink in the leaky cauldron? Love you!
Hermione, relenting.
If there's another stink pellet in there, then Merlin won't help you. Fine. We're due to update the muggles anyway.
She exits. Harry exits with her. Albus as Ron turns towards the door. She re-enters, this time alone.
A baby or a holiday? Some days you are off the scale, you know that.
Albus as Ron.
It's why you married me, isn't it? My puckish sense of fun.
She exits again. He starts to open the door, but again she re-enters. He slams it closed. Hermione.
I can taste fish. I told you to stay away from those fish finger sandwiches.
Albus as Ron.
Right you are.
She exits. He checks she's gone, and the relief floods out of him as he opens the door. Act 1, Scene 19. Ministry of Magic. Hermione's office. Scorpius as Harry and Delphi as Tim are waiting on the other side of Hermione's office door as Albus as Ron enters. He slumps, exhausted. Albus as Ron.
This is all too weird.
Delphi as Hermione.
You were impressive. Good blocking action.
Scorpius as Harry. I don't know whether to high-five you or frown at you for kissing your aunt about 500 times. Albus as Ron.
Ron's an affectionate guy. I was trying to distract her, Scorpius. I did distract her.
Scorpius as Harry. And then there's what your dad said. Delphi as Hermione.
Boys, she will be back. We don't have long.
Albus as Ron. To Scorpius as Harry.
You heard that.
Delphi as Hermione.
Where would Hermione hide a time-turner?
She looks around the room and sees the bookcases.
Search the bookcases.
They start to search. Scorpius as Harry looks at his friend, concerned. Scorpius as Harry.
Why didn't you tell me?
Albus as Ron.
My dad says he wishes I weren't his son. Hardly a conversation starter, is it?
Scorpius as Harry tries to work out what to say. Scorpius as Harry.
I know the Voldemort thing isn't true, and, you know, but sometimes
I think I can see my dad thinking, how did I produce this?
Albus as Ron.
Still, better than my dad. I'm pretty sure he spends most of his time thinking, how can I give him back?
Delphi as Hermione tries to pull Scorpius as Harry towards the bookcases. Delphi as Hermione.
Maybe if we could concentrate on the matter at hand?
Scorpius as Harry. My point is, there's a reason we're friends, Albus. A reason we found each other, you know? And whatever this adventure is about. Then he spots a book on the shelf that makes him frown. Have you seen the books on these shelves? There are some serious books here. Banned books. Cursed books. Albus as Ron.
How to distract Scorpius from difficult emotional issues. Take him to a library.
Scorpius as Harry. All the books from the restricted section and then some. Magic Most Evil, 15th Century Fiends, Sonnets of a Sorcerer. That's not even allowed in Hogwarts.
Albus as Ron. Shadows and Spirits, The Nightshade Guide to Necromancy.
Delphi as Hermione.
They are quite something, aren't they?
Albus as Ron.
The True History of the Opal Fire, The Imperious Curse, and How to Abuse It.
Scorpius as Harry.
And looky here. Whoa! My Eyes and How to See Past Them by Sybil Trelawney. A book on divination. Hermione Granger hates divination. This is fascinating. This is a find.
He pulls the book from the shelf, and it falls open and speaks. Book.
The first is the fourth. A disappointing mark. You'll find it in parked, but not in park.
Scorpius as Harry. Okay, a book that talks. Bit weird. Book.
The second is the less fair of those that walk on two legs. Grubby, hairy, a disease of the egg. And the third is both a mountain to climb and a route to take.
Albus as Ron.
It's a riddle. It's giving us a riddle.
Book.
A turn in the city. A glide through a lake.
Delphi as Hermione.
What have you done?
Scorpius as Harry. I opened a book. Something which has, in all my years on this planet, never been a particularly dangerous activity. The books reach out and grab Albus as Ron. He only just eludes their grasp. Albus as Ron.
What is that?
Delphi as Hermione.
She's weaponized it. She's weaponized her library. This is where the time turner will be. Solve the riddle and we'll find it.
Albus as Ron.
The first is a fourth. You'll find it in parked, not in park. At the...
The books start to try and swallow Delphi as Hermione. Scorpius as Harry.
The second is a disease of the egg. The less fair of those who walk on two legs.
Delphi as Hermione, effusively.
Men. Dementors. We need to find a book on Dementors.
The bookcase pulls her in.
Albus!
Albus as Ron.
Delphi, what is going on?
Scorpius as Harry.
Concentrate, Albus. Do what she said. Find a book on Dementors and be very careful.
Albus as Ron.
Here, Dominating Dementors, A True History of Azkaban.
The book flies open and swings dangerously at Scorpius as Harry, who has to dodge out of the way. He falls hard against a bookcase, which attempts to consume him. Book.
I was born in a cage, but smashed it with rage. The gaunt inside me riddled me free of that which would stop me to be.
Albus as Ron.
Voldemort!
Delphi plunges through the books, back as herself. Delphi.
Work faster!
She's pulled back in, screaming. Albus as Ron.
Delphi! Delphi!
He tries to grab her hand, but she's gone. Scorpius as Harry.
She'd become herself again. Did you notice?
Albus as Ron.
No, because I was more worried about her being eaten by a bookcase. Find something, anything on him.
He finds a book.
The Heir of Slytherin. Do you think... He pulls the book from the shelf. It pulls back. Albus as Ron is consumed by the bookcase. Scorpius as Harry.
Albus! Albus!
But Albus as Ron is gone.
Okay, not that. Voldemort, Voldemort, Voldemort.
He scans the shelves.
Marvolo, the truth! This must be...
He pulls it open. Again, it swings away, revealing a splintering light and a deeper voice than previously heard. Book.
I am the creature you have not seen. I am you. I am me. The echo unforeseen. Sometimes in front, sometimes behind. A constant companion, for we are entwined.
Albus emerges from the books, as himself again. Scorpius as Harry.
Albus!
He tries to grab him. Albus.
No, just think!
Albus is violently pulled back into the bookcase. Scorpius as Harry.
But I can't! An invisible echo, what is that? The only thing I'm good at is thinking, and when I need to think, I can't!
The books pull him inside them. He's powerless. This is terrifying. There's silence. Then bang, a shower of books are released from the bookcase, and Scorpius reemerges, smashing the books aside. Scorpius.
No, you don't! Sybil Trelawney, no!
He looks around, sunk but full of energy.
This is all wrong. Albus, can you hear me? All this for a frigging time-turner. Think, Scorpius, think!
Books try and grab him.
Constant companion, sometimes behind, sometimes in front. Hang on, I've missed it. Shadow! You're a shadow! Shadows and spirits, it must be!
He climbs up the bookcase, which is horrifying as it rises up at him. Grabbing at him with his every step, he pulls the book from the shelf. It comes out, and the noise and chaos suddenly stop.
Is that...
Suddenly, there's a smashing, and Albus and Delphi fall out of the shelves and down to the floor.
We beat it. We beat the library.
Albus.
Delphi, are you...
Delphi.
Wow. Quite a ride.
Albus notices the book Scorpius is holding to his chest. Albus.
Is that... Scorpius? What's inside that book?
Delphi.
I think we should find out, don't you?
Scorpius opens the book. In the centre of it, a spinning time-turner. Scorpius.
We found the time-turner. I never thought we'd get this far.
Albus.
Mate, now we've got this. The next stop is saving Cedric. Our journey has only just begun.
Scorpius.
Only just begun, and it's almost half killed us. Good. This is going to be good.
Whispers rise to a roar, and we cut to black.